The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. There are many verses of the Holy Quran that talk about remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are multiple reasons why we are in need of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the effects and benefits of remembrance of Allah, reminding ourselves of Allah, who He is, who we are, what everything is in relation to Him, remembering that, reminding ourselves, reminding each other of that, one of the benefits is to remain on the path. One of the benefits is remaining on the path. One of the problems that people have faced who were part of a great movement, part of the movement of the Prophet, part of the movement of Amir al-Mu'mineen, part of the movement of Fatima al-Zahra, part of the movement of Imam al-Husayn, part of the movement of the Imams after Karbala, after Imam al-Husayn, there were people that joined those movements. They were with the Imams. They made sacrifices. They diverted. They left the path after being on it. One of the fundamental reasons why people leave after being part of it is forgetting. Forgetting why we're here. Forgetting why we're part of the movement. Forgetting what the movement is about. When we neglect that, when we forget that, gradually, it doesn't happen overnight, gradually we start drifting away. Gradually, our motives start to change. When we forget that this is for Allah, you have a victory. You make progress. When you make progress, everyone looks up to you. Before, when the Prophet was in Mecca or the early days of Medina, people who were outside of Medina or people who were, in the case of Mecca, people who were around the Prophet, they didn't get much positive light, positive attention. It was all negative. Torture, slander, mistreatment, harassment, all these things were happening to people that were around the Prophet. The closer you were, the more you would get it. But once success starts coming, once people start looking up and they see, oh, there's a Prophet, this guy is close to the Prophet, attention starts coming your way. What happens? That can become the focus of my attention. That can now start to be a reason why I say things, I do things. If I don't catch myself and remember who I am, who made that victory possible, why that victory happened, Allah gave that victory. I didn't make it happen. None of us made it happen. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ It's the Nasr of Allah. يَنْصُرُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ God gave it. God made it happen. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ Zero of it had anything to do with me. I had nothing. Me being part of that was a blessing from Allah, not something from me that I brag about or feel great about. I should feel, that's why it says, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ All the praises Allah's, all of it, not as a gesture that, oh God, it's you who did it, and I feel like, oh, I'm good, I did great, now I'm saying credit goes to Allah. I did it, but credit goes to Allah. No, the fact is that the credit actually only belongs to Allah. Me being part of that is His blessing on me to make me part of that, not something for me to feel great about myself. and bring it up to God that I did this for you. I was there for you. I sacrificed. It's His blessing on me, not the other way around. If we don't remind ourselves of that, if we don't remember this, once Shaitan makes us forget God, think of ourselves, I did this, I did that. Once Allah gives us the tawfiq to do those things, then why are we doing it? Who made that happen? Who made it possible? We forget, we start taking credit for ourselves. We forget who we are, we forget who made it happen. And then gradually the motives, the direction changes. It's no longer about what God wants. It's no longer about what the Imam wants. It's about what gives me more credit, what makes me look like a better person in the eyes of this person or that person. We are only the abd of Allah. That's who we are. That's who He is. He is Rab and we are abd. Rab means He is the authority, the owner, the one who has everything. And we are abd. Abd means we don't own our own existence. That's a self-conflicting statement right there. Our own existence, that's suggesting that we do have our own existence. We don't. We don't. That's what abd means. A slave in the material context, in the human context, is owned by his master. That's a good analogy to understand, because in the human world, there isn't true ownership between the master and slave. There isn't. It's just a contract. These people overpowered the other, and the ones who prevailed, the ones who were stronger, the ones who were greater, for whatever reason, in whatever context, they treated the others as slaves. They bought and sold them. They didn't give them liberties that they enjoyed themselves. That's the relationship between master and slave. They don't really own them. And therefore, at whatever point, you see plenty of times slaves either escaping, killing their master, doing whatever. That's, if it was true ownership, they would have nothing of themselves. They would actually be owned by their masters. That's not the case. In the context of God and us and all creation, it is real ownership. لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. We, whatever that means, and everything belong to Allah, actually belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's who we are. And as an abd, we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I constantly remember that, remind myself of that, and remind myself, Allah is Rabbul Alameen. He is the Lord of myself and everyone and everything. And therefore, the only thing that matters is what He says. We do what He says, regardless of how others would feel about us, regardless of how we feel about ourselves, regardless of how we feel about anyone else. Whatever He says, He is Rabbul Alameen. We need that reminder. We need to remember. Dhikr of Allah, one of the effects, if we remember all these things, is that we stay on the path. Otherwise, if we don't remember these, if these just become empty words that we repeat, Subhanallah, Arabic, Arab, non-Arab, I don't know what it means. I don't care what it means. I'm just saying it. They become empty words. We're not remembering. We're not remembering. God forbid. If that happens, then the more we say Subhanallah, the more we use it for something other than Subhanallah. The more we use it for ourselves. The more we go against the phrase Subhanallah, which means there is nothing but God. And I'm saying it to say, I am. I want to show that to someone. I want to make myself feel this way or that way.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.